game in question on Saturday. With me on the line now is independent councillor on Kerry County Council, Niall Batty O'Callaghan. Niall, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. Good morning to your listeners.
Do you know how many tickets are sold? What's the level of demand? We're kind of in uncharted waters here because this is the first time this format has been used. With the Super 8s of a number of years ago, now we have this All-Ireland series. We have a group of four. Three teams get out of the group of four. This is the biggest game in round one, though, Kerry versus Mayo, and it's right here in Killarney.
Oh, this is the biggest game in the whole round-robin series for me. I mean, two of the better teams. I mean, Mayo are going to come down and they're going to bring a bit of a swagger and they're going to try and lay down a marker because they didn't produce the goods in the Connacht Championship. So, you know, it's going to make for a great day in Killarney, fabulous atmosphere. If you're ever going to want to bring your kids or going to go to a Kerry match, this is the game to go to in Killarney. The weather's going to be like it is today, we hope. There's no place in the country like it. They talk about National League atmospheres and they talk about atmospheres in OMA for Ulster Championships, but there's nothing, and I mean nothing, like an atmosphere in Killarney before a big game when Kerry are playing, whether it's Kerry and Cork and Mayo are coming down now, and hopefully they'll add to that atmosphere as well. And you know, you'd hope that there'll be a big late rush for tickets, really.
Yeah, because at the moment it's nothing like a sellout. Was it ever going to be a sellout? I had this idea in my head, probably incorrectly, that it would be, given the game, the teams that are involved. But a number of people making the point, and I tweeted about this a few days ago, that look, this isn't a do or die game. There's three from four in this group, not two from four like the Super 8s a couple of years ago, where you kind of had to win all your games. You don't have to win all your games, you'd still be confident of making it through. Is that part of the reason why perhaps maybe it's not a sellout?
Yeah,
or is cost of living a factor and accommodation issues also going into the mix?
Yeah, they're all in the mix, and they're all valid reasons. I mean, think about this. This is a huge game in Killarney, but Tralee is booked up for this game. I know there's people in Kinmare, there's people in gone down to Dingle for this game, and they're going to spend money in the county of Kerry. You know, so there is people coming. And to be honest, the game at the time it is allows people to travel up and down in the one day. If they want to go to the game, if they're from Mayo, they want to come down to Kerry for the game, there's a good road all the way down now from Tuam all the way to Kerry. You know, so I think a lot of it might be the financially for people. But if you're thinking, hey, is it better for me to bring my family to Killarney next Saturday and watch Kerry versus Mayo in a really good game, or go up to Croke Park and spend all the money going to Croke Park to go watching Kerry in a quarter final, I'd be picking Killarney and Mayo, because that's a cracker. Like, it is a cracker. It's going to, and you know me, I'm ever the optimist, Jerry. I think it's there for Kerry, and Kerry are going to win the All-Ireland again. I always think that every year, and I think this year more so than any other year, it's Kerry's to lose, more so than somebody's coming up and biting us and taking it off us. I think it's there for Kerry to lose.
Okay, speaking purely from the pure football point of view, this is a must-win game, because how much of this, and we'll find out, but how much of this, even though people would say, look, they can win other games and they'll beat the other teams involved, Cork and Louth, and they'll get through from that point of view, how much of this is about momentum for a team?
Yeah, you want to keep winning. You want to keep winning, and there's no way Jack is thinking anything other than winning. I know that the group of players are the same. They're hungry for wins, and you know, winning breeds a winning mentality and confidence in a dressing room. And you don't want to be going into your second game, if you lose the game, trying to build up that confidence again. Because what actually happens when you lose a game, all the little minutiae of negativity takes a bigger impact on the group, and you're trying to take that away again. So there's nothing better than winning games, winning games, winning games. And this game, the next day, it's not a given that you're going to go out there and you're going to beat Mayo. There's other teams who go out and beat them. Mayo have come down here in the National League and beaten Kerry on numerous occasions. So I wouldn't be taking Mayo for granted. I think Kerry need to put in a performance. And a lot of people didn't give Kerry the credit they deserve for their performance against Clare. In my view, I was at the game. I thought Kerry were superb. I thought they really broke down a mass defence in a very clinical and systematic way, which was very impressive.
Yeah.
You know, so the only thing I'd say to people now, though, is, you know, from a Kerry point of view, come out and support the team. Come out and support. Nothing like a Kerry player coming down a tunnel and feeling the roar from the home Kerry support. You know, I think you'll have I would think you'll have anything around the 30, 33,000 coming to the game the next
okay.
day.
Okay, what would you say to those who are critical of the GAA for setting it up this way? They're trying to find the right formula for the fixture season. It's the shortened season to allow the club game breathe later on in the summer. And people saying, look, oh, there's too many games here being played to try and sort out who your quarterfinalists are. The other side of looking at that is that you have these chance of these big games in provincial venues at the height of the summer, adding to the economy of the area and developing yeah. that side of the All-Ireland Series, rather than every big game being in Croke Park like we've been used to for the last 20 years.
Yeah, and look, I give this system a chance. I want to see how good it works. I want to see it working, because I understand what people are saying about the knockout, but the people saying that about, oh, it should be knockout and it should be clean knockout, they're not thinking about the players who put 6 or 7 months into everything. What about the player there now, let's say from Clare, that put his heart and soul into it from last November, and you're out, and that's it? You don't get a second chance. They carry on their 20s. If they lose in their thing, they lose, they're out, whereas the minors have another chance. You know, I do think there should be some sort of a chance, if you do slip up, that you get another chance. And I give this whole system a chance and see how it goes at the end of the year, because, to be honest, Kerry versus Mayo in the championship in Killarney in the middle of summer, it's unheard of. It's yeah. going to be amazing.
It's a new experience,
weather,
I suppose, a new opportunity. Yeah. Well, look, one listener gets in touch this morning, Alan in Tralee, says, one of the reasons Kerry match is not so loud is because it's 3 p.m. throw-in in Killarney. I go to most games, but I'm working till 4 on Saturday. Talking to Mayo people, they can't get a room in Kenmare, never mind Killarney or Tralee. Apparently, the Mayo team can only get a hotel in Friday night in Tralee. This game should be on a Sunday, so a lot more supporters could go to it. Fixtures, then you've Leinster final, you've hurling this weekend, all of those different things.
Yeah, look, you can put it on at 4 o'clock on a Sunday and you're going to have the same complaints. I understand the argument for 3 o'clock on a Saturday. It is what it is. You just have to get on with it now. You know what I mean? Get on with the game, get on with the atmosphere. People need to just make an effort and come and support the Kerry team the next day. I think there'll be an amazing atmosphere in Killarney on Saturday, and I'm really looking forward. And I know the people in Killarney and the business in Killarney are delighted with the game as well. And you know what? Somebody was giving out about the seating there. And
yeah. Older people can't stand in the terrace for the whole game.
Yeah. And then you can see the argument for doing up the Fishers Stadium.
I was actually... is that a €100 million argument, I wonder?
No, but I think it's a 30 or 40 million euro argument, because I think we would have had the likes of Bruce Springsteen here in the last couple of weeks playing concerts in Killarney if we had floodlights.
Really?
You know? Those kind of things. You have to have the facility for the concerts to come, and you have to have the place in a really good way. The Fisher Stadium needs work. Everybody knows that. Everybody that goes to the games knows that. But, you know, do you leave it go to rack and ruin, or do you actually invest in it? And you see some of the fabulous stadium above in Cork Park. The Keith is superb. I was up there a couple of weeks ago at a couple of games. And, you know, Killarney deserves, or Kerry deserves that as well. We deserve a really good venue. It doesn't have to be just for football. It can be for concerts. It can be for anything.
So the lack of seating issue that's coming up for some people, and they're getting in touch with us this morning, that strengthens the argument in your mind for an upgraded, updated, more fully seated Fitzgerald Stadium.
Yeah, look, I'm not speaking for the GAA in this in any shape or form. It's their venue and it's their facility. But I as a councillor, and I as a person whose family have a business in the town of Killarney and in Kerry, would be totally in favour of doing up the stadium. I mean, you'd have no problem with people with seating. And I know, going back over the years, we never got any of those big hurling matches or any of those big replays in Killarney because we didn't have enough seating. And nearly everything was going to Turles, and everything was going to, you know, and okay, people say we're off the beaten track in terms of hurling, but we had chances of getting these games, but we didn't have the seating to sell to make the money, you know. So I think there's a huge case for doing up the stadium down the road.
Okay, all right. Listen, we're going to leave it there.